Welcome to Ancient Wisdom of the Feminine, and welcome to the Golden Era series, a series illuminating a new path for the human being through the paramount teachings of Maya Mexica medicine woman Magdala Ramirez. She brings the ancient knowledge to the world through original seminars, books, ceremonies, and journeys. Her purpose in life is to bring back the ancient wisdom of union of polarities. And through this wisdom, she helps to bring back the perfect balance of male and female. She is the founder of many ceremonies like Moon Dance, Priestess, 13 Hours of Drumming, Water...
I am so happy to be here. To really, it is a very, very beautiful day. Today is the day of Tonantzin. That in many other cultures it is known also as the Virgin of Guadalupe, but her real name is Tecuautlacuepeu, means she the one that comes from the realm of light in form of an eagle of fire. It's just that the Spanish could not pronounce Tecuautlacuepeu, so they put her Guadalupe. But you see, she is a code. She is an understanding. She is a message. She is our mother. She is the altar. She is the mother of all the living things. She is the essence that connects all the life forms and holds that world of oneness. You know, we have been doing all ceremonies in this time and space, and I am here with my beautiful sister Patrice. And making that dance about the ceremonies of Tonantzin, even in the middle of the night. Here we are, very, very cute, frozen completely because it was so cold, singing for Tonantzin and watching these incredible stars and how everything was interconnected to our heart. And as we bring that voice to Tonantzin, we could feel how this connection with the whole, it was taking place because we understood in that moment that she has always been inside of all of us. Tonantzin, our great mother, she came in that time and space where the Mexica people really needed to remember the mother, the essence of all the living things. The Spanish people were killing them if they don't go to church and embrace the new religion. And in the Cerro of Tepeyac, it was already being done all this very beautiful connection about the Great Mother. So she showed up exactly in the same place. And it was a reminder, don't you know that I am your mother? When she was talking to Juan Diego, that, by the way, his name was Cuauhtlin. When we are able to comprehend this bonding about who she is and in what way, we understand that when she says to him, build the temple. The temple needed to be built because of the altar. The altar is the feminine, your own sacredness. Your temple is the masculine, the way that you're going to express that feminine, that sacredness that you are. As you know, because we have been talking for a long time in previous episode, that perfect balance of the altar in the temple, it is within your own self. And recognizing that every part of that temple, it is connected to the altar, to that sacredness that you are. I think it's very, very beautiful to hear all these very beautiful songs and flowers and dances that so many brothers and sisters from everywhere in the world come to honor her. But I think the most powerful of them all ceremonies is when you recognize that she is in you, because she is also recognizing you in her. Can you feel her? Can you understand that you have always been loved? Can you stop attacking her because you don't understand the sacredness? Can you overcome all those attacks because really they don't know what they're doing? They're understanding that you are connected to the altar in the same way that you are that altar that it is connecting with absolutely all around you. Ceremonies have been very, very beautiful. And my sister wants to share what she feels too. Patrice, what are you feeling?
Hi, this is Patrice, and it's been a really special time celebrating the Day of the Tone and Scene for me, because finding that space inside of me, I was thinking back about the time that I actually saw her and recognized her, and in that moment, I felt her inside of me, and it had been so long since I had felt that part of myself, and it was just the seeing and recognizing her that made me see and recognize myself for the first time in a long, long time. So that's what's so special about the Tone and Scene to me, and you know, knowing and understanding how she comes for all of us to help us remember who we are and that connection that we have inside of us is so powerful, you know, and it can come through the stories and the recognition of the stories.
The story of Tone and Scene, it is your story. And it is truly embedded in you, and how do you relate with that altar? The story, it was talking about that time when Tecuautlacuepeu, here she was asking for that temple to be rebuilt. And the recognition of the altar, that who she is. And, you know, Huautlin told her, you know, what you are asking me to do, I can't do it. These people doesn't gonna listen to me. These people, I don't have enough power to do what you have been asking me to do. Can you relate? You know that you have an incredible purpose in life, and yet you deny it. Because you said, I don't have the power to change anything. I don't have that voice within myself that it is that powerful that these people is gonna listen to me. They might be attacking me because I don't belong to them, just like Huautlin going into the priest and the Spanish people. And then she goes, no, it needs to come from you. It needs to be you, the one that it needs to come forward with this message that I'm telling you. I just want you to go and tell them. They might listen, they might not, but your work is to actually say it. You know, and it happens many times. I don't want to say the whole story in here, but I do want to point it out, all these things that you do can relate. So here is Huautlin, and he got into a point that here it is the Great Mother, and he literally is pretending not to hear her. Can you relate? And she goes, why are you pretending not to hear me? Why are you pretending not to see me? Don't you know that I am your mother? Don't you know that you are there in this realm because you have a purpose in life? And Kuo Lin just answered her back, I'm very busy with this third dimensional reality. Well, as you know, he didn't put it that way, but we can say that. You know, I need to make a business. I need to focus in my little world only, you know, that it comforts me and keep on perpetuating whatever it is, the establishment. You know, I'm very busy trying to be social and nice. That this message, you know, you're going to have a lot of people that they won't like it. So I am pretending not to hear you. And she goes, what about if we make a deal? Again, she didn't put it that way, but you know what I mean. And she goes, I will take care of that third dimensional. I will give you the money that you need. I will provide for you all these healings that you need for you and your people. But you are gonna do what you have come here to do. I am sending you as a messenger. And I want you to take care of this because I'm seeing the higher picture in here and you don't. Of course, I'm paraphrasing, you know this. But at that moment, when he make a choice, it is that sacred moment that you are making a choice right there. What I would do, my purpose in life, or do I will listen to this voice within myself that it is revealing this beauty because she knows that higher picture. She knows that from that temple that she's asking me to be the messenger, a lot of people is going to be saved. You know, we perpetuate our ancient knowledge because of her. We perpetuate all these beautiful teachings because we were able to recognize her as our mother and has nothing to do with any church or any Spanish. It has to do with our own roots. In that movement, that dance in that stillness. But that moment of choice, when you really make that entrega and recognize that she will take care of you in that little world because you are aligning with her, in that alignment is gonna recognize you in her in you. And remember, why you're here in the first place, and do what you have come here to do. Do we, as a human beings, can make that recognition, or we are gonna just pretending and bring beautiful songs, even the perfect ceremony for her, and then disconnect that alignment? It is you, the one who needs her. It is you, the one that at the moment that you recognize her and decide to do what you have come here to do, it creates a big shift for everyone, not just yourself. Yes, every part of the temple is the altar. It is connected to that altar. At the same time that you recognize yourself as that altar through that alignment with the one that created you, and that recognition, it brings that light to every part of the temple. Means all the relationships. It means all the connections, including with the stars and the whole creation. The story of Tonantzin, it's in you. It's in me. The choices, it is up to you. How this one is going to be. What do you feel, Patrice, about this?
Well, I feel that really listening to her voice, and she is the one who has the bigger picture, helps me really understand what's my higher purpose. Because sometimes, you know, like I get caught up in that little world, and if I can just, you know, make that connection and listen to that voice, I understand better how to make better choices for myself that are going to be better for everyone around me too. And speaking that truth.
Yes. And it might be that, see Quautling, how he felt it. Like, be the messenger. These people kills. You know, I'm bringing changes. I'm going to be under attack. Even if I tell them, the mother told me to tell you, still they will see you. They will questioning you. They won't believe you. And he still went for it. He made that choice. And that choice create a big difference for everyone.
It really saved the people. In many ways, you know, they needed that so much, and he knew it, and that's why he made that choice. And really, over many days, he had to wait to deliver the message.
Oh, yeah. He was punished every time that he went there. Mm-hmm. You know, just in the same way that when you deliver that message. Mm-hmm. So when I said so, go and deliver that message. You know that you're going to be very under attack. But my connection with you, it is always there. Listen to my voice. Listen to that part of you that, yes, every time that those messages are taking place, you're bringing the changes. Mm-hmm. I am your strength. I am your power. I am your love. I am you in all the way, in every possible way. So don't be afraid to go and deliver the message. And do what you have come here to do. Happy day of Tonantzin. Celebrate your alignment with the Great Mother today. And always know what she is telling you. Recognize her voice within your own self. My brother, my sister, here we are in this time and space, and we do recognize that alignment. The mother always said, I recognize you in me. Can you recognize me in you? This is a question for you. Yes, you, personally. Know that I love you so much, and we're going to continue our ceremonies today. Just very, very happy to connect with you in this radio talk. We are going to begin our school again. In the solstice, in this December 21st, you can check online, the school online, at www.magdalas.com. That is magdalas.com. Send me a message. We are taking registrations. Send me an email. Let me know how are you and how you feel. I know you. I feel you in me. Can you feel me in you too? Thank you for your work. And thank you, Patrice, for being in here.
Thank you all. Thank you all for listening.
Tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate. I am you.
Our work. Support us by donating $1 or more at paypal.me/sacredwoman. You can also support us by liking our page, Ancient Wisdom of the Feminine, on Facebook, and sharing the links for each podcast that you like with your friends and family. You can also join the discussion group that is created for this channel on Facebook. It's a public group. Anyone can join. It's a great place to post questions and start discussions with people who are also part of this radio. If you have any comments or questions you'd like to send to us, please send them at sacredwoman144@gmail.com. To look at books and upcoming seminars from Magdala Ramirez, please go to www.magdalas.com, and it's spelled MAGDALAS. We thank you so much for all your support, and we hope to see you next week.